God's Little Brown Church Sermon Series featuring Pastor Andrew Chrysler.
Praise the Lord. So on the front of your bulletin, there's a little, the picture, the quote there says, "The world says work hard and get ahead. Jesus said work hard to show the world who you are really working for." Bible tells us in one place that whatsoever your hand finds to do it with all your might. This first passage of scripture we're going to read is out of Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 22. It says, "Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men's pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality." Scripture right there tells us, as we go through life, whatever it is that we're doing, if we are working for others, if we are serving others, we're actually working for the Lord. If he is Lord of my life and Lord of your life, whatever we do, we are doing it in service of the Lord. Whatever we do, we are doing it for that purpose. And if we have that focus, if we have that mindset, that means we put a little more attention into what we're doing. Put a little bit more effort in it because we're actually working to please God. I've talked many times about having a boss at work that was difficult. I felt I was being treated unfairly, and I was complaining, and God just kind of illuminated another verse saying to obey the bosses, not just the good ones. And I realized at that point, and I had to go apologize publicly because I'd been criticizing publicly, because I don't work for that person, or I don't work for any person. I work for the Lord. No matter what it is that I'm doing, my life has to be a witness. Your life has to be a witness. People are watching us whether we know it or not. People are paying attention to how we go through this life. And we are called to always be mindful of the fact that it is the Lord who directs our steps. It is the Lord who is using us. It is God that puts us in the circumstances we find ourselves in. The people across the pump at the gas station aren't accidentally there. If God is directing our steps to the point where the scripture says that God directs our steps, then even those seemingly chance encounters are an opportunity to be a light, are an opportunity to be a witness. And I'm not saying you have to go and witness to everybody that you meet, but I'm saying your life is a witness wherever you are. Whether you're at work, whether you're in the grocery store, whether you're in traffic. How many people have gotten frustrated in traffic, especially with them tearing up this bridge? Are we careful to realize that at any moment someone is watching, and we are called to be lights in the midst of the darkness? Whatever we do, we don't do it as men pleasers, as the scripture here tells us, but with sincerity of heart, because we're working for the Lord. Many of you know Rich, who has done our lawn for many years. He did it under Pastor Howard. He had a lawn care business on the side, but he did the lawn for many years. Well, he retired last year. Finally, he's got other things going on. He hasn't retired from teaching yet, but he has a few other things going, and he's no longer doing the lawn service. And he told me, he said, "You're going to have to get somebody else to take care of the lawn." And I kind of procrastinated and put that off, and because we were going to be in our house, and I was going to have to get a riding mower anyway, and I've got a trailer, so I can just bring the trailer over from the house over here to the church and mow the lawn. Well, my trailer is loaded with buckets of blueberries. I don't have a mower. And the ramps, if I did have a mower to put stuff into the trailer, the ramps are in one of five storage units. So I came over here yesterday with the push mower from the campground. Praise God, it was a self-propelled mower. But as I did the initial cut, especially on the big lawn over here, it looked horrible because the grass had been really high, and I did it, and after I got that done, Deb had gone over and got us lunch and came back and had to go do it again. Because people were going to drive by and look at this lawn that looked absolutely horrible, especially on Mother's Day. They don't even care to take care of the church. No, we do care. Have pretty much decided that the next time I have to mow this lawn, by that time I will have a riding mower out here. But God gave us the energy, and God sent a nice breeze in the late morning so that it wasn't as hot and still and draining as it had been earlier in the day. I got a chance to be a light to the guy that was out there flagging down traffic. While I was out there, my boss from the campground drove by on his motorcycle. And he saw me out there working for Jesus. Everything we do for the Lord. I didn't say all that so y'all could pat me on the back and say, hey, he mowed the lawn. No. I let something go longer than I should have and paid a price for letting it go longer than I should have. But God is faithful, and God works even in our failures and even in our shortcomings. In 1 Timothy 5, beginning with verse 17, it says, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture says, thou shalt not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer is worthy of his wages. Going back to what we said before about the fact that we're working for the Lord. God gives provision in our lives. God takes care of us. But we're called to recognize those who labor. Somebody says, gee, Andrew, why are you doing that today? Well, it's Mother's Day. Who labors? No. Okay. Each of us should recognize those around us who are putting forth an effort, who are being a light. Yes, I had to throw that in there, Jackie. Because while this is a day that is set aside, at least in our country, to recognize mothers, mothers work every day. Fathers work every day. People who don't have children work every day. And we're always called to be a light and to recognize those around us who are laboring in the gospel, who are laboring to be a light, who are laboring to bless others. And recognize them and lift them up. The Bible tells us that. In fact, 1 Thessalonians 5, beginning with verse 12. We urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you. It goes on to say, and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. But start with labor, those who labor among you. Recognize people that are at work. Recognize people that are being a light. Recognize people that are being a blessing. And esteem them, verse 13, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Paul, writing from prison, say, recognize those who work. Be at peace among yourselves. Because it all goes back to what he wrote into Colossians. We're working for the Lord. We should come together and look for opportunities to gather together. Verse 14 says, we exhort you, brethren, to warn those who are unruly. Comfort the faint-hearted. Uphold the weak. Be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Again, Paul talking to the church and saying, recognize those who are at work, look for peace. If somebody's out of line, stop and tell them. But do it with patience and do it with love, that to lift one another up and encourage one another. Because we're working for Jesus, each and every one of us. And we all have a different task, and we all have different circumstances that the Lord puts us in, and we all have different situations. But it's still God guiding us. But to look out and to recognize and to lift one another up and to encourage one another. Because we work for the same master. I don't know if anybody in here has ever worked on an assembly line. You have. I have not. You have. My first wife for a short time worked on an assembly line. And so I got to hear at least from her perspective about it. But when you're working on an assembly line, a person has a function. And once they've done that function, the part goes on and somebody else does something else to it. Somebody else does something else to it. They all work on the same product. But they all have different functions. They all have different duties. That's the same for us. One plants, one waters. God gives the increase. We are to be lights in this world. And it might be look a little bit different, but God has gifted each of us with the abilities and with His plan. And He's the one who brings, like I said, brings people into our path. But we lift one another up when we are doing what God has called us to do and encouraging others to do what God has called them to do. So that's a great plan and a great purpose, a great way to go through this life, recognizing what God has in mind. So we're talking about working for the Lord and encouraging other people and just going forward in that, knowing that everything we do is what God has called us to do. So with that, I want to drop back to Deuteronomy 5. Everybody remember what's in Deuteronomy 5? Thou shalt not. And love the Lord thy God. Have only one God. Don't make any graven image. Deuteronomy 5 verse 16 says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Honoring your father and mother. We all have parents. Many of our parents have passed. Our parents weren't always perfect. In fact, weren't ever perfect, to be quite honest, weren't ever perfect. This is going to be one of those situations where Debbie's going to say, I never heard that before. I was in my teens, and I'm the oldest of three boys. I have a brother that's 14 months younger than I am. I have another brother that's 5.5 years younger than I am. My mother was clinically depressed. Was a very, very large woman. And because of that, from the time I was about 7, I was the main cook for the family. I took care of most of the things inside, so I never learned to do all the things outside that my brothers, which are both in construction, learned to do. But I remember one day, I had made dinner, made Kool-Aid for us all to drink. And I kind of felt that since I was the one that fixed it, I could have a big glass like the adults, and my two brothers had a small glass. And it got to be a fight. Can you imagine that? It got to be an argument, and I remember my mother standing me up against the refrigerator door and taking all of those 5 glasses and pouring them all over my head. And then taking the pitcher of iced Kool-Aid that was to be for the refills and pouring that over my head and making me clean it all up before dinner. That sounds pretty wild. Our parents weren't perfect. but they had an impact in our life. Deb's back there about to, laughing rather hard. Yeah, I know you've never heard it. I'd never told you that. Well, honey, we've only been married for 22 years. You're not going to get all of my stories in that short a time. My mother wasn't perfect, but she loved me. Even when she did things like pouring Kool-Aid over my head. My father wasn't perfect, but he loved me and he was proud of me. I was in the Navy before he ever told me that, though. The problem in this world and in this life as we interact with other people is we don't necessarily let them know that we care about them. We don't necessarily bring it up. Whether when we see people working, when we see people doing things to serve God, maybe we don't tell them, but we're told to. The Bible tells us to. In Philemon, which is just a one chapter book, verses 1 and 2 says, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved friend and fellow laborer, to the beloved Apphia, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church in your house. Paul calls them out as fellow laborers and lifts them up. We never would have known their names had Paul not written it down, had Paul not sent this letter. Still in Philemon, drop down to verses 20, 23 and 24. Paul says, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you, as do Mark and Aristarchus and Demas and Luke, my fellow laborers. Lifting up and sharing the names and calling out, mark those who labor among you. Because the people who labor among you are what strengthens us. The body is strengthened by that which every joint supplies. So just as Paul has done here, and he's got another one we're going to talk to in a little bit, but talking about calling people out and lifting them up and to exhort them. But it also says if they're acting unruly, to let folks know about that too, to tell them that. But it comes from having a relationship. It comes from coming together. It comes from sharing and comes to recognize that we all work for the Lord. So over in Proverbs, three little passages in Proverbs that say very, very similar things. Actually, no, the first two say very similar things. Proverbs 1, verse 8 and 9 says, my son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother, for they will be graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck. Now, if you go on into Proverbs 1, it says, listen to your parents and avoid evildoers. Avoid those who want to go and set snares for others. Avoid those who would lead you into wickedness. In Proverbs 6, beginning with verse 20, it says, son, keep your father's commandments and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart and tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. Where you sleep, they will keep you. When you awake, they will speak with you. For the commandment is a lamp and the law is a light. Reproofs of instruction are the way of life. If you go on in chapter 6, it's an admonition to avoid adultery. But it starts with going and listening to your parents. Going and listening to those who are caring for you. Going and listening to those who are around about you. Going and listening to those who lead you in the right way. We're called to do that for everybody. To be lights in the midst of darkness, to encourage our brothers and sisters. But we're also called to recognize and to lift up those who are struggling, to encourage our brothers and sisters, and to acknowledge those who have made a contribution in our lives. Proverbs 19, verse 25 says, strike a scoffer, and the simple will become wary. Rebuke one who has understanding, and he will discern knowledge. He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. When we stop listening, we stop being led. When we turn away from people who have been a good influence in our life, when we walk another direction, or walk away from people who care for us, it has an impact, and it brings us down. So Proverbs goes on in that. Proverbs talks about a wicked son is a disgrace to his father, and a hurt to his mother, and different things in there. But I talked about how Paul had called out those. Let me tell you about my fellow laborers. You know, I have the fellow laborers here, and we greet you as you are my fellow laborer. But listen to this in Philippians 4, verses 2 and 3. I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Let me stop right there for just a minute. Paul, who has said, our fellow laborers greet you. Paul, who says, these guys are with me. He says to acknowledge those who are with you and to serve in the Lord, but says to call out the unruly. So here in Philippians, Paul says, I implore Euodia and I implore Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. I don't know about you, but I kind of have the feeling these two ladies are mortified because their sin has been called out, or their disagreement has been called out. It has been such a stir that Paul has to address it from prison. He goes on, I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel. There's a conflict there. You are my fellow laborer. Try and help. Help these women. They labored in the gospel. There's just some division that needs to be fixed. So I'm calling you and asking you to come together, asking you to help them. They labored with me in the gospel and with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Paul says, they're working, but now there's a division, now there's a rift. You go try and heal. I implore them to be of the same mind in the Lord, but I implore those people around to be a help, to be an aid, because we're all working for Jesus. We're all working for the Lord. Everything we do should be done to bring glory to God. So much of our lives, so many different circumstances we face, especially before serving the Lord, but we made a mess. And now, even then, the messes that we have in our experience, God doesn't waste anything. As He redeems our life, as He redeems our circumstances, as He redeems those memories, they become a point of strength and a point of witness and a point of testimony. We can relate to people that are struggling because, hey, we've struggled. We can relate to people in difficult situations because we've been in difficult situations. We are called to be lights in the midst of the darkness. God hasn't snatched us out of here. He hasn't pulled us away. We are here to be ambassadors. So that everything we do, we should be working for Jesus. I can remember. Actually, I can't remember it. But I've seen the pictures of my brother and I, my brother Jesse and I, wearing matching, it was a shirt and shorts. And it was made out of, you know, like the red bandana with the black and white paisleys. We were styling. My mom used to make our clothes. My mom had a lot of things go on in her life that ended brought on the depression. My mother died at 48 years of age. Her body gave out. And I got the notification. I was at the mall with my first wife and our children. Our son Christopher had just been born. And we got home from the mall, and there was a state cop on my porch who said, "Call your grandmother." And he got in his car and he left. And that was how I got the notification. So a lot of things I didn't get to say to my mother. I recently came across a couple of letters that I had written from my ship back before I got married the first time, saying, "Mom, I know you think I'm doing the wrong thing, but I know what I'm doing." It's a lot of things in life that we have regrets on. But we are called to work for the Lord and to work through it. So let's do that. Wherever you are, whatever's going on, recognize that from here forward, we work for the Lord Jesus. Here forward, each and every circumstance. If God has brought us into it, He has a purpose for it. If God has allowed it to happen to our in our lives, He's already said that He will cause all things to work together for good to them who love Him, to them who are the called according to His purpose. He's already said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And He's called us to mark those who labor among you, to encourage them, to lift them up, and to recognize that each and everything we do, we are serving the Lord Jesus. Father, we ask, Lord, that You'd keep us. Stir Your word in our hearts. Open our eyes to see Your hand at work. Father, take our failures and our shortcomings, our regrets, and redeem them, Lord, to bring life from darkness, to bring hope, that every place we go, we be faithful witnesses. Help us, Father, to encourage our brothers and sisters in the Lord, to encourage those around us, Father, to always point the way to You. We give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So before I turn this off, I'm about to play a song for everybody, but because of the way this microphone works, it just wouldn't come out well. So I'm going to turn this off. But if those listening online want to know what the song is, it's called "Mama Knows" by the group Shenandoah. It's the one song I can't listen to without remembering my mother. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit glbcdt.org.